want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader in 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody.
That's good shit right there.
Thank you. Hello. I saw Nick Krupke on Saturday, man. I saw him down walking the sidelines at Autzen Stadium. He stopped me and said hello.
Yeah? How's he been?
He's doing fantastic.
He's been busy on the Rose City Sports Network.
He's killing it, man. He's at a high school football game on a Friday. I asked if he went to Cleveland. My 1-0 Warriors, are you there? No respect from Krupke. None at all. They got to be at Westland. All right, fine.
It's always funny. Because there's like five or six schools. Talk about college football being very lopsided. So is high school football. There's six schools that you'd realistically say, yeah, they could win state.
They got a shot at it.
And one of them just happens to be in my backyard, so when I'm at games, it's always funny to see the local media members running up and down the sidelines, the cameras, because it's usually one of the games that they'll go to.
You got to go to the, oh no, we got a punt. Right? End of the quarter. You got to go to the other sideline. Go.
Got to get the B-roll. I've wanted to ask Krupke for a while now, because I've been watching through the WNBA season on the Rose City Sportsnet.
He's done an awesome job, man.
When did he decide to ultimately become plaid jacket guy? Ooh. I've noticed he's really leaning in.
That's a good question.
To his inner Jack Ramsey. I feel like every time I've seen him this season, it's been plaid jacket, solid color pants situation.
How much plaid you got in your closet? You got any plaid in there?
I had a shirt. I got rid of it.
Yeah.
And it's not an anti-plaid. I just wasn't wearing it anymore.
Yeah, just not in your Rolodex. So why am I holding on to
this? I probably don't look good in it.
Yeah.
I certainly couldn't pull any kind of suit off that had it.
Plaid suit, yeah.
No, I'd look terrible
I would
plaid
not have
suit.
The confidence to wear that.
I'd look like somebody in a movie pretending to be a coach, but really looks like a clown.
You're Herb Brooks in the knockoff version of Miracle.
Yeah, I couldn't pull that off.
I got plaid. Well, we do have a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Hello, everybody. Happy NFL kickoff day today. We are all very excited. Seattle, New England. We'll have some more thoughts on that.
But what's up, boys? This is what I got to say today.
Do we get an upset? Seattle, a slight favorite. If you missed it earlier in the show, drip. We got a Sprague and line pick. The first one of the year is Sprague Seahawks -3 tonight. So when they lose to New England, you can send your hate mail to Brandon Sprague because he's
because I control those things.
You are the one that controls the outcome of the game tonight. Some people already texted in and said, thanks, Sprague. Break Pat's money line, which always makes me chuckle. Without further ado, you hit me a little NFL. What do we got? Boom, boom, boom. Well, boom. Whoop, whoop. Are you ready?
Can't do it. I'll always do it.
So here's how we're going to roll, baby. I need divisional picks. We're going to go in order. I'm not going to go around. I want you to run through your divisions. And then I'm going to have you run through your wild cards once divisions are done.
Okay.
And then we'll do conference titles and Super Bowl. Follow?
No, I already forgot what you just said.
Okay. We'll start with you. Make it easy.
Okay.
Brandon Sprague. I got my my table all filled out on my show sheet. Write them all down as you go.
Okay.
I need your division winners, starting with the NFC West.
The NFC West. Super Bowl champion. And first spring line win of the season, the Seattle Seahawks. Come on down!
Don't do that!
I mean, look, there's a lot to be said for winning it twice in a row. They came close in 2014.
They did.
2013. This team, I mean, you know me. I'm not a Seahawk fan.
No.
I actively root against them. They're in my favorite team's division.
You do?
This is the most likable Seahawk team of my life. How do you not like this team? Their redemption, they're uber talented, the head coach is awesome.
Quarterback.
I mean, everything about them is great.
How many teams this century have gone to back-to-back Super Bowls?
This century?
Obviously, New England did it in the Brady era. Kansas City's obviously done
it. Seahawks did it.
Is anybody? Was there anybody else from missing? It's a pretty rare thing. Rams?
No.
Didn't the Rams win, and then wouldn't that be 2000, 2001?
2000.
That's right. So it would have been,
Well, maybe it was
splitting hairs would have been the 2000 Super Bowl.
Who would have been between the Rams, Patriots, and the Rams, Titans?
I think that was back to back. Was it not? I thought the Rams were going for back to back.
Ravens.
Oh, it was Giants,
Ravens. It was Rams, Titans, Giants, Ravens, Rams, Patriots.
Okay.
I think that's the order of operation.
It's a pretty rare thing, though, to the
point.
Very rare thing.
I'm going Seahawks.
Okay, sticking with Seahawks. Give me your NFC. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to do a differently hot route. This is dumb. NFC West pick, Jason Swigard.
Seahawks.
I also am with Furness. Like, Niners and Seahawks fans may hate each other twice a year and root against each other in the playoffs. We are bloods and cripping this thing, bandana.
Against the Rams.
Fall on your faces. Get out of here.
I would get an entertainment value out of that. That being said, I will take the Los Angeles Rams to win the NFC West. All right. NFC North, Brandon Sprague.
This one was my hardest one. I went through all my picks yesterday. I was researching some stuff. This was tough. I went through three different teams here.
You can pick the whole division if you wanted to.
You absolutely could. I ultimately landed on the Lions. New OC.
Rawr.
Still have Gibbs, St. Brown, Williams. I know Cade Mays is going to be out for a couple weeks. Their center signing. I think they'll be able to fill it in. They've got Laporta. Hutchinson's back healthy. I know they lost Terry and Arnold, but I like Branch, Joseph, and Reed in the secondary. And Jared Goff is still good. I will not abandon the Lions. I will take the Lions.
Okay. Swag, NFC North pick.
I too. There's always a worst-to-first team. They get a fourth-place schedule, so I'll take
Were they technically dead last?
Technically, they were technically in last place.
They get a fourth-place schedule.
Same record as Minnesota, but technically. Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, assuming, you know, that they have a relatively normal season health-wise.
And that's always the thing with any of these,
teams. Yeah, that's why we play flip it or stick it halfway through the year.
But no.
Cross-division's AFC East,
I think the Lions' redemption, Dan Campbell, all of it coming to fruition, finally the momentum and everything goes their way.
I would love to see that. I actually kind of like everybody in the NFC North. It's weird. Caleb's won me over a little bit. Ben Johnson's feistiness I like. Mm-hmm. Green Bay, love gets a lot of hate. Detroit, who doesn't like Dan Campbell? And then I love what Minnesota's put together the last couple of years. I've been on it for a couple of weeks now, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm taking Minnesota to win the NFC North. the team with the new quarterback. I love what they have defensively. I think they have the best wide receiver in football, though that is certainly debatable, and you can agree to disagree with that all you want. I love their collection of weapons. I think they have one of the best offensive minds at head coach. And I think this is the year. Talk about last to first. They also were 9-8 technically in last place last year. Mm-hmm. And I think that division, you could go anywhere. I'm going to go Minnesota. I like the odds there, too, for the Vikings. NFC East, Brandon Sprague.
NFC East for me.
Do it. Do it. You know you want to
How
do it.
How about them Cowboys? Look, this is just as much about the talent in the division, in my opinion. I know they lost Smith to the injury, but Dak, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Ferguson I like. Williams ended up being a nice addition for them last year. Clark, I love D. Winters. That hurts my heart as a Niner. Now a Cowboy, and Gary at linebacker. I think Downs is going to be in the running for Defensive Rookie of the Year. I think he's going to be a menace. And they have the best kicker in football.
They do. It's a weapon.
Kick 70-yard field goals and win the game, and they get a 10-yard kick return. Like, Dak is so good, isn't he?
It's a weapon.
Aubrey kicked a ball from the other 35.
Exactly.
Okay.
He threw one screen pass.
I'm not in on Washington. I'm not in on the Giants and Harbaugh this year.
Not your guy Sean Mannion saving the Eagles?
Save for the wild card. Give me the Cowboys.
Okay, Swag?
The Cowboys by default. I think the rest of the...
How dare you both jump on my bandwagon.
He has matched every pick of mine.
You guys
right
are 3-for-3
I'm
in
terrified.
Lockstep.
I brought him in. I wrote him down.
I believe you. I'm just terrified. Who are you picking? We know
you know
picking.
Yeah, you got the ticket. They're winning the damn Super Bowl.
Let's go to the next one.
How about that, Cowboys? NFC South.
Baker got paid.
He did. He's got that money.
Bo Nix's brother. You've got,
Bucky? Started with Bo Nix there,
and I thought,
Irving.
Back healthy.
Yeah, that's right, Tess Johnson. You know
Duck
they're related.
South?
Yeah.
The How Duck did we South. Not pick the Bucks? Who said they're going to beat them Saints? Give me the Saints,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God. Best quarterback in the division?
Second best.
His oh my God tells me that Jason Swigart also took the Saints, and you this is turning not. Into a hilarious
yes.
experiment.
Oh,
this is fantastic. This is making me feel so good about my picks. Look.
Go away.
Technically, this is what I love about some of this stuff. It almost feels like cheating to have new playoff teams that were probably should have been playoff teams last year.
Yeah.
Bucks, technically a new playoff team. Welcome into the fold. Give me Tampa Bay to win the NFL. They should have won the damn division last year. They stay healthy this year. They're the best, most complete team in that division. Prove me wrong,
I think
Saints,
Kellen Moore now, just the second year, there's continuity. There's no more new establishing this, that, or the other thing.
They'll get Kamara and Tyson back.
They will get them back. Yep. Olave is one of the top five receivers in the league.
Who could forget?
So
far through the NFC, all of us have three new playoff teams.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
The Bucks. I almost picked them. I had them. And then I changed it because of my shuck take. The Bucks. The concern for me for the Bucks is the Todd Bowles down, he's clearly going to get fired year, and that backfiring. But I don't blame you at all for taking the Bucks.
We got one somewhere that's just fantastic. Yeah. This one.
To his our left, his left, I mean our left, his right.
Just an all-timer. Let's head on over. There is the NFC, ladies and gentlemen. Let's head on over to the AFC.
No wild card teams, huh?
Not yet. We'll do the wild cards at the end. Divisions first.
I don't know how you're sorting all this out.
It doesn't make any sense either. Just follow. AFC West,
yep.
Who are we going with?
AFC West, I don't get it. I'm taking Denver. I don't know what I'm missing here. Good offensive line. Sutton, Waddle, Franklin's a good trio. Tight end plays fine with Troutman. Bo's been good. Defense is loaded. I know regression's real. I don't know what I'm missing with my pick in Vegas. It's crossovers.
What
NFC
are the
West.
Odds right now in the AFC West?
I think the favorite is... I think it's Kansas
City. I'd imagine it's Kansas City.
And then I think Denver and the Chargers are roughly in the same ballpark. The crossover is the NFC West, so that's going to be a
you
tough
mean the
one.
AFC West?
Yeah, the AFC West.
Chiefs plus 170, Chiefs. Chargers plus 190, Broncos
Denver's
plus
210. Denver's coming in disrespected, yeah. Dude.
I'm definitely going to place a bet
so
on
I'm
the
I'm taking
Broncos.
Denver.
Okay, Denver, Swag?
The Chargers.
Wow, shocking.
Hey, at least you guys finally got a pick different.
Mike McDaniel, the final piece to the puzzle.
I mean, you know who I'm picking.
Yeah.
Not even
Herbie.
Herbie. Is that Herbie Hancock? No, it's not. AFC North.
Yeah.
Who's the king of the North?
I'm taking Baltimore. I buy into the hype. I love their defense. Their defensive line is healthy. They've added Hendrickson, Hamilton, Starks. You've got Lamar. You've got Henry, Flowers, Bateman. Lane could be a good trio for them. Stanley and Rosengarten at tackles, and I like the crossover NFC South. Lamar was the most blitz quarterback of all qualified starters. Interesting note going into this year, but I love the coach. I think we're going to have a little Mike McDonald type effect. Defensive stud, Harbaugh already misses him, and I don't think the defense is going to give up leads the way they did the last couple years in Baltimore.
Okay. Swag?
I think there's too many questions around the Bengals, and I don't believe the Steelers.
Last year's division champ?
No. That's almost.
Haven't they won it back-to-back years now?
I think so.
Did they win it but 2 years ago?
I think they did.
No.
I think Lamar is reinvigorated with the new coaching staff.
Did Mason Rudolph win the division? Yeah. And I'm totally forgetting.
Let's see. Let me go to 2024. Baltimore, you can continue on your point, Swag. My apologies.
I think Lamar's going to be free to be him, not worry about anything, and just focus on playing football. And the rest of the division is not intimidating.
You are correct. Baltimore won it, but that's a playoff team at 10-7.
Yeah.
With Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're always a playoff team at minimum.
Only the second clean sweep for us. I, too, will take Baltimore. This was a hard one I went back and forth on because Baltimore felt like such an easy pick last year, and to our point, Pittsburgh won the division. Do we trust Cincinnati's defense?
No.
Are we there yet? I need to see it. Offensive line.
Do we
line.
Trust Joe Burrow to stay healthy?
No.
To our conversation earlier.
Right, and so
AM
anything you can point out of Lamar, he's got to stay healthy, this, that, and the other. You got to do the same thing with Joe Burrow.
Yep.
And so it would be hilarious if Pittsburgh wins the division again at 10 wins, and you're like, how is this possible?
I also
year,
think they're going to get back to using King Henry the way that he should be used.
I think a change sometimes can be a really good thing at the top. But not Harbaugh's been a really good coach. He was great there for a long time. Established culture, all that. Like,
so
it's stale.
Set in his ways. Yeah, he got stale.
Having a new defensive mind that's been a big issue for them on that side of the ball. I like the hire they made a head coach. I will take the Ravens as well. AFC East. Is it a clean sweep?
The Bills.
What? Buffalo. I will always bet Josh Allen.
Yeah, clean sweep. Nobody thinks New England can go back-to-back.
I do not.
Okay. No. Last but not least, divisions, AFC South.
Jags. I love that Hunter has a more defined role. He's more of a defensive player for them. Parker Washington's great. BTJ, Jacoby Myers. Running back is an interesting position for them, replacing last year. But I love their defensive line. I think they're loaded there. And they have Washington, Pittsburgh, Giants, Tennessee, Cleveland on their schedule. And everybody's talking about, hey, is C.J. Stroud going to get paid? The Texans have been in the divisional round. Great year one for Liam Cohen. And I think the Jags can quietly come in here and have a nice season again.
Okay, Swag?
I like the Jags, too. I think that defense is just going to play with their hair on fire. They love being under the radar.
This is so good, dude.
As long as Lawrence doesn't, have 3-4 turnover games and give opponents a chance. He doesn't have to score 40 a game. You just got to get to, 26-27, and that defense will take over from there.
I'm going to pick up on the defensive theme, and that's why I'm taking Houston to win the AFC South. You know how I feel about their quarterback, but in the entirety of his career, it really hasn't mattered how good or bad he has been or how banged up they've been at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. They've been a playoff team every year. They've won a playoff game every year. And I think when you're looking at a unit that can single-handedly win you games throughout the course of the season, I trust their defense more than maybe any unit in the NFL. I think they're that stellar. Good on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
They have a brilliant defensive-minded head coach. Mm-hmm. Offense just has to get out of the damn way and score 17 points a game, and they're going to win a lot of them this year. Can they do that? I don't know, but I'm going to roll the dice on Houston's defense. Give me the Texans to win the AFC South, which will add to the conundrum of, do we pay this guy? Because he keeps going to the playoffs, which is going to make for a very interesting year in Houston. NFC wildcards. Brandon Sprague, who are your three NFC wildcards?
Unfortunately, I do have the Rams in it. Packers.
Oh, you're taking the floor. Your guys get into the playoffs?
49ers.
Oh, okay.
Rams, Packers, 49ers.
No Bears.
Hold on. Okay, Jason Swigard.
I have the Rams, the Packers, and the Bears. The substation will take over.
So we get three
out of the
NFC North this year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's this year's NFC West. My wild cards in the NFC are as follows. I did not have Seattle winning the division. I do have Seattle in the playoffs. I did not. You guys had Detroit in the NFC North. I will take Detroit as a wild card. And I also agree that another team from the North will get there. I will take the Packers as well. So my three in the NFC, Seattle, Detroit, and Green Bay. To the AFC, Brandon Sprague.
AFC wildcard teams, Houston's defense. I assume CJ will be fine in the regular season. New England does make it for me.
Okay.
And the LA Chargers.
Ooh, all right. Swag?
Broncos, Chiefs, and Colts.
I had a really hard time with the Colts.
I don't feel great.
I don't either, but they were such a moment in time at the start of the year, and then Jones got hurt. And I know they leaked a little bit of oil before that happened.
Who's his best receiver?
That's a great Alex Pierce. Who's back? He's healthy again.
Second?
I think so. The other guy that they...
By the way, you want to feel
Tyler
old?
Tyler Warren, probably.
You want to feel old?
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton's kid was playing college football this weekend.
Yeah, thank you for that one.
I was like, no way.
No.
Mathematically, no. It doesn't make any sense.
AFC wildcards, I will have the Broncos making it as the top wild card. I think the AFC West. Remember, that battle went all the way down to the last week of the season, if I'm not wrong. I will have Cincinnati.
You got Burrow.
I do. I don't feel great about that pick. I'm just going to lean on if he stays healthy. I think he's that talented. Mm. Big ifs all around it. I get it. I'll take Cincinnati. And then I can't not pick the Chiefs to make the playoffs. I can't do it.
They made it last year.
I know they didn't. Every other year they've been in there. I will take Kansas City to be the third and final wild card in the AFC. And without further ado, Brandon Sprague.
Yeah.
Final ones. Give me your NFC title game, AFC title game, who over who, and your Super Bowl.
AFC title game is Ravens-Jags.
Okay. Who's winning?
Baltimore.
Ravens over Jaguars.
NFC title game.
NFC title game.
Hate to do it. Trying to be right. Rams-Lions.
Rams over Lions?
Rams.
Okay. Rams over Lions. Yeah. And your Super Bowl winner is?
It's probably going to be my last time ever doing this. Please do it. I've rooted for you since Louisville. Lamar Jackson, come on down. You are a Super Bowl champion.
Ravens and Rams would be a fun Super Bowl.
I'm not mad at it.
I would sign up for that one. Jason T. Swigard, your NFC title, your AFC title, and your Super Bowl.
All right, in the NFC, Seahawks and Lions.
Who's your winner?
The Lions.
Oh, man, Campbell.
Where's the game at? Is it in Detroit or in? Oh, I know the NFC title game. Where's your mock?
It'll be in Seattle.
So the Lions go into Seattle and win the NFC title game. Woo! Yeah. I will tell you one thing. These are these dumb, like, stat things that don't really matter, but now somehow matter to me. If Seattle's the number one seed, every year they've ever been the one seed, they've gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I just, different teams, different generations of players. If they are the one seed, take them. AFC title, who you got?
Chargers and Bills.
Who's winning the game?
The Chargers.
Chargers over the Bills. Okay. And your Super Bowl, Lions and Chargers? Oh, my.
Chargers, oh, my. Yeah, say it.
Chargers.
Chargers. Chargers over the Lions.
All right, so I have Ravens. You have Chargers. I'm curious who Dirt has. We should put a poll question. Which Super Bowl champion pick?
Whose Super Bowl is the most realistic or the worst Super Bowl pick?
Yeah, who has the worst Super Bowl pick of the three or the one you trust the least?
I got a feeling that I'm going to win that. Here we go. NFC title game. I am taking... How about them Cowboys? Over the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau. They get redemption for the Dez catch many years later.
Catch, no catch.
Tony Romo's drunk ass will be there on the sideline high on pills saying, how about them Cowboys?
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully he's facing his addiction.
Jim! Getting ready for his amateur tournament. And then in the AFC, I also have the same AFC title as Jason T. Swigard. I got the Chargers over the Bills. And my Super Bowl pains me to do it. Look, my guy can't get it all in one year.
Oh, you're going to go Cowboys.
He's got to win a playoff game first, which he will do this year. Then he's got to win the AFC, which he will do this year. And then he's going to fall just short before setting up a Super Bowl run in the years to come.
Orlovsky gargling.
Give me the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness.
Over the LA Chargers in the Super Bowl. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Our official. NFL
picks. Boy, how quick will we want to flip some of these picks?
We will play flip it or stick it at the halfway point of the season.
When we get the injury report week two.
I mean, Tyler Smith's already missing the first four games for the Cowboys.
We had some pretty bad ones last year. Sprague took the Raiders to win. You get to the playoffs or the wild card?
Wild card. I had the Bears, and then I flipped it, and then they rebounded and won. I'm
trying to think of what my worst. We all had some pretty bad ones. I had the Giants in the playoffs last year. You know, they were
still. You got to swing, man. I took the Saints. You got to do it. Probably going to be awful.
You got to do it. Roll the dice. We'll put up the poll question. Who has the worst Super Bowl prediction of the three of us? That will be up at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Let's get to tonight's game, man. Seattle starts their defense of a championship. New England is in town. No Diana Rossini to be found. What do we expect tonight up in Seattle? We'll start diving into that game next on The Fam.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mounioncareers.com today.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
It's a bit of a Christmas morning vibe, man. It's not everybody playing, right? It's just one standalone game, but it means the NFL is back, and it's going to be on our TVs tonight on NBC, and it'll be right here on your radio, the home of the Seattle Seahawks, 105.1 FM, The Fan. There will be no primetime today, right when the happy hour is all done. They're going to send it up to Seattle. Pre-game show will begin at 3, and kickoff is scheduled right around 5:30, Seattle in New England. What are we most excited about? Getting this game on our TV tonight. Is there an angle? Is there a player? Is there a storyline? Is it just the chance of repeating? How dominant does Seattle look? What's the top of our big board for the game tonight?
Yeah, I mean, if we recall the last time Seattle won the Super Bowl, which was their first win with the Legion of Boom, and then the following season, there was a feeling with the team. Now, I know seasons have ups and downs of they're primed to do this again. The whole group is back. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a similar vibe, except they're not going to be the ones to tell you, hey, watch what we do. We just have to watch what they do. And so for me, they have questions at running back, as we talked about with Furness. We'll see what kind of steps the offensive line takes because they had a nice little year for themselves. Sam Darnold now has gotten, you know, the monkey off the back, and he, you know, he's redeemed his career, and oh, is he going to take a step? Could you imagine Sam Darnold being a 2-time Super Bowl champion?
It'd be pretty wild, man.
So I just, to me, it's more about the journey.
His legacy is fascinating. If he wins another Super Bowl, cast aside by the Jets and three other teams, and then turning into a multi-Super Bowl winner.
I wouldn't know how to square that
before
career.
Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson potentially get to one.
It'd be pretty wild.
Yeah.
He'd only be one behind Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
That's a great way and to that put is it. A bizarre thing.
That is
to
a
me.
Great way to put it. Yeah.
But that being said, like it's just the journey. I don't know about you. I was a little surprised how much Ian Furness brought up the Rams, and I think it's a big talking point for them up north.
Yeah, I get it as a fan. I would understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it, but I kind of want it. I think this is better.
I think it's good. Yeah, you don't want people picking your team and to be. I hate when people pick Oregon to win the national championship.
This team doesn't operate, I think, in an ecosystem that like allows the noise to bother them. I really think they're all wired similarly, which is what's great about them. And now all they get to hear, if they do hear anything, is Rams, 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 Rams. Yeah. Every team in the NFL seemingly has this. But in that division specifically, it's been a three-horse race. And the Seahawks have won another Super Bowl. The Rams got one. The Niners have not had one in the Shanahan era. And all it's about is the Rams. So I think, weirdly, it's worked out rather well for them. On the other side, it's just as simply as, like, does the Vrabel off-field stuff, how much it's impacted his personal life? Because I don't think players really care.
Mm-hmm.
They're cheating on their spouses all the time.
No.
Hopping in DMs. You know, this is not new to them. But, like, they way overachieved last year. They won a lot of games that I didn't think that they would win. And everything kind of went their way to get to the Super Bowl. Drake May's coming in healthy. And Will Campbell has something to prove at tackle.
End of the season was not good for him last year.
I don't know if I love their weapons. I think that's a big question mark.
How you feel about A.J. Brown in that locker room? Certainly a talented player.
I think you can get a good year out of him before it starts to kind of rear itself.
Yeah.
I just think they have a lot of questions, and including from their coach down to what they were last year. So it's how much are you going to be able to duplicate or improve from what you were a year ago?
You were, by the way, correct. So I went and looked it up during the break. St. Louis and Tennessee was the January 30th of 2000 Super Bowl. The next year, you were right. It was Baltimore and New York in that bloodbath game. The next year was the year Brady beat St. Louis. And so they went to 2 and 3 years. You've had a lot of 2 and 3 years, right?
What happened to the Rams? I forget what happened to them the year after, because that NFC title game was Giants and Vikings.
That's a great question. I don't remember where the Rams did. Somebody get hurt that year? Did Warner go down or something? I can't remember how their regular season looked. There's been a lot that have gone to 2 and 3 years. There's been, obviously, Seattle is one of them who's done back-to-back when they went and won it over Denver and then lost to New England. On the Malcolm Butler interception. So it has happened before, but it's just kind of a rare thing to get to back-to-back Super Bowls. And that's one of the things that we love most about the NFL. You don't love it if you're a Seahawks fan, and maybe they proved to be, again, an outlier here of a team that can do it. Because
they lost the wild card.
Wild card round. There you go.
They were 10-6 that year. That was the year Vermeil had retired. Martz came in.
That's right. Year one with Mike Martz.
They lost to the Saints in the wild card round.
The Saints. What iteration of Saints? Would that have been Aaron Brooks, Joe Horn? Aaron Brooks, Joe Horn. That was a fun Saints team to watch. Him pulling the phone out of the goalpost.
I thought
Aaron
Brooks was going to be
like
actual something.
Hall of Fame quarterback based on the way he looked early in his NFL career. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, tonight is interesting because, you know, we talked to Ian, and it's curious to get his point of view on the roster. And because I don't look at, you know, every single game, who's in and who's out, right? And him reminding us some of the injuries that they have defensively. They had defectors in the offseason, which is going to happen when you win a championship and have success, and especially when you draft so well.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be guys that go get paid elsewhere, and you got to choose who do you want to keep and who do you want to get rid of. And we focus a lot on Kenneth Walker. That was the biggest one, right? He was the MVP of the Super Bowl, and so him moving on was certainly a big deal, at least on paper. They also lost a lot of their depth defensively that they're trying to fill in via the draft and free agency, and now you're a little banged up. So I'm just curious what that group looks like. I certainly think their defensive line is as good as it gets in the NFL, and when healthy, their defense is as good as it gets in the NFL. Maybe it proves to be tonight, even with a couple of guys out of the lineup. I think the thing I'm most excited to watch for them tonight is, one, how does their run game look with their young running? We have not seen Price yet in an NFL game. To Ian's point, they wrapped him in bubble wrap in preseason and said, no, we're not risking anything here. So we haven't seen him carry the rock yet outside of practice highlights and hard knocks. How does he look? How does the run game look? And then how does their offense look, right? Like, we can all, you know, act like, you know, having JSN and all this stuff is a seamless transition. You have a new play caller this year. Your head coach, your offense coordinator left to be a head coach in Vegas, and everybody seems to be very high on him on an offensive mind. They stayed in a similar tree, and so you're not rocking the boat a ton there, but just whenever you got a new coordinator coming into a season, how does that all gel together as the game goes along? And so those are some of the things I'm most interested to see on Seattle's side. I think on New England, it's mainly just Drake May and it's A.J. Brown and what that connection looks like, because they did not have a great cachet of weapons to throw the ball to last year for him, and yet they were still able to get to the AFC title game. And I could be out on New England this year, but it's just an opinion, right? I have no clue how good or bad New England's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown is a big make or break in that regard. Is he as impactful as we've seen him in moments of his career? Do you get a motivated A.J. Brown who's coming out playing angry and like taking over football games? Or do you get a guy who only gets three targets in the first half and then pouts and then reads a book on the sidelines, and then that becomes a thing for a young quarterback to deal with? I know he's got a great relationship with Vrabel, but what I prefer Chicago in this game or maybe somebody else, but I certainly am jacked to see what both these teams look like. And it's funny because, and we've gone over the betting trends, you're taking Seattle tonight, there's historic trends that say both bets are bad. That the Super Bowl winner at home usually doesn't have a very good job.
Well, they're 1-4 in the last
1-4
five,
is not yet.
But they actually overall are winning. They win.
They're winning the game. They're just not covering the spread.
Well, they're 14-9 and whatever
right.
since 2000.
So you're above 500. And on the other side of it, the Super Bowl loser, yeah. who usually doesn't play in this game because you rarely get rematches, has a horrible track record of covering the spread in week one. And so something's got to give tonight, man. I can't wait. Carrie Underwood's going to be singing on your TV in about, 8 hours from now.
Did you see the story out of the betting markets, by the way?
I don't know. I didn't know which one. NFL Kelce, betting?
Kelce had future markets on who you bet to get injured, and they had to be told to take it down.
So there is a guardrail that exists. That's nice to see.
Wow. For now.
For now. Until it gets struck down.
Till they don't care about
somebody could take a guy's knee out and have $100,000 underneath the table bet on that guy tearing his ACL.
With the news that AI might kill us all in the next decade, 10% chance according to some that are involved in actual AI.
Yeah.
Which fan base is more thinking, I am going to die before seeing my team win the whole enchilada?
Ooh. Just in NFL fandoms?
Yeah.
It's got to be between Buffalo and Detroit.
Why not Cleveland?
Because they have, I mean.
No, what? They what?
There's just, there's literally no hope. At least the other ones are like, we're close, but if I don't see it before the world dies and AI kills us all, like, damn it, we were right there, man. We almost got it. We were so close to grabbing
Josh
it.
Josh Allen, Trump, he walks out of the tunnel and it's just exact moment AI
robot.
Ends it all.
Beep, beep, beep.
There
no,
it goes.
No, we were favorites. They unplugged the simulation. You know what it's time to do?
We're going to go back to work.
You got to go back to work, baby. NFL kicks off. Some final thoughts on that. We'll answer your poll questions. Wrap it up next on a Wednesday on The Fan.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
Think about how much life has changed since 1991. Back then, you had to rewind the VHS tapes. Dial-up internet was a distant dream, and listening to your favorite hosts on demand wasn't even an option. Yet through all that change, Bob's Discount Furniture has kept doing things the Bob's way, offering incredible quality and modern features without inflating their prices. Look at the Sedona Power Reclining Sofa. It packs genuine leather, Bobapedic seating, built-in charging, and handy cup holders all into one setup for just $12.99. For dinner parties, the Homeworks dining set brings clever storage in both the table and bench, keeping your space organized and guests comfy for only $6.99. Plus, their best-selling Cascade bedroom set brings sophisticated reeded details, felt-lined drawers, and convenient USB ports in three stunning finishes. It's proof that top-tier style doesn't need a sky-high price tag. Stop in or shop online at mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of top-rated style at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not magic.
All righty, welcome back in. 9:45 on your NFL kickoff day, Wednesday morning. Seahawks fans all butthurt. Nobody's picking their team to win it.
What do you mean? I picked them to win the division.
Nah, I didn't pick them to win the Super Bowl.
I mean,
didn't pick them to win it. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Idiot.
It's over!
Jackass.
How dare I?
You're terrible. You're dead.
I'm going to say this. Showing me a post-it is okay. I actually believe him as a person.
Oh, you calling controversy?
The amount of picks that we had that were exactly the same is alarming.
He's following your
picks.
That's
not just like same logic. That smelled like, let me write that down and use it because I didn't pick it. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to put it out there.
Ooh, I like that pick. Ooh.
What's your two least confident picks you made? Because I have a wild card team and a division winner.
Without a doubt, the Chargers, least confident, but I got to do it. And
the Chargers?
I mean, if you're, just to win the division or overall?
Two teams total in all your playoff stuff. Do you have two teams you feel least confident in all your picks?
The Vikings are, it's a bit of a roll of the dice. I'm putting my neck out, I feel like, a little bit because that division is so good. I don't have the Bears in the playoffs.
I don't either.
Neither of us have the Bears in the playoffs.
Which is my biggest, like...
That scares me a little bit.
Absolutely.
But the NFL tells us every year it's cyclical and things come and go.
I love their coach. I always trust coaches is usually how I end up picking this stuff. Mine is the Saints. But that division is so bad that it's like...
Eh. 9 wins could win the division.
And my team. I could not pick my team. If I wasn't to pick my team, I would have put Chicago in the wild card.
Niners in a weird spot, man. Like, they certainly don't feel like a contender in terms of a Super Bowl conversation.
No, they
there
don't.
Seems to be a massive gap between the top and where they're at, and I think that kind of showed itself in the playoffs last year, but also trying to be fair of, like, this is going to sound funny because it's not already happening, but if they stay... healthy as the season goes on and guys are available, like them doing what they did last year, there has to be like a separate category for teams like that of you're not going to accomplish the biggest prize in the league,
good little season,
but like can we give some respect for like your starting quarterback was out for half the year, you had nobody available on defense, and you still in the hardest division in football, you went, what did they win, 13 games last year, 12, whatever it was, they were playing for the division in the last week of the regular season.
They were.
Seattle kicked their ass in that game. Defensively they couldn't move it at all, and that was kind of the start of Seattle's dominant run, not that they weren't great all year, but it just there's almost a separate category that they need to be in. I had a hard time with them in the NFC because they didn't stay healthy last year and still made the playoffs with the third best record in the conference. And so in my head, I'm like, well, what if they do get guys relatively available all year?
They lost their starting quarterback for 8 games and went 5-3.
It went 5-3.
Including a win
over the
Rams.
They won over the Rams in LA.
Yeah.
So I had a hard time with the 49ers. I wouldn't feel that wouldn't be a questionable pick for me. The Bengals are one of my bigger ones because there's a lot of what ifs there. There's a lot of caveats. What if their offensive line's good? What if their defense is good? What if their head coach isn't a dead man walking? And then the Vikings probably in the NFC North, rolling the dice on them. Just because that division is so – it's kind of like picking the Niners to win the NFC West. Crazier things have happened, but you're not feeling great about it going into the year, but maybe you look up halfway through the year and you're feeling great. That's the beauty of the NFL, is that every year it delivers things that, like, we have people laughing about some of our Super Bowl picks earlier, which I just love. First, if you're going to laugh at it, what are your Super Bowl picks? Second,
yeah, send in your picks.
If I would have said on this day, 365 days ago, that we're going to get a Seattle-New England Super Bowl, you would have laughed at me. Unless you're a Seahawks fan, then you maybe be like, wait, that's crazy. You're picking my team to win.
I picked the Bears, and I got made fun of a lot.
It's just
that show.
The NFL
so
does this every year.
Bailed on a midseason.
You did. I flipped it.
You backed down off of your Bears pick.
I backed down.
Let that be a lesson for our midseason flip it or stick it. Die on your hill.
Yeah.
Die on your hill.
Unless it's fairly obvious that the Saints are a 2-win team.
They're
this 2-year.
And 7 at the halfway point. We're going to back off of that one. That's fair. That's fair. There are certain extenuating circumstances.
The one that's interesting to me, and you picked them, I didn't. I think the reason I didn't pick the Chiefs is because this feels like the limbo year of some good stuff happens, some players continue to play well.
It's a youth movement defensively
but
for them.
It's a build year where Randy Reed is a better name, by the way.
Randy Reed's a great name.
Andy Reed retires suddenly, and then we have a new coach. Mahomes has a good year. They need to address certain areas. There just wasn't enough for me to trust, and it's not on Mahomes. It's not even necessarily Reed. I'm curious about their defense. I think they've had some misses in their draft, and I think this is one of those bridge years. But I didn't pick them.
Yeah, there was a funny moment on I saw a clip of Danny Parkins and Nick Wright yelling at each other because Nick Wright's a big Patrick Mahomes guy, obviously Kansas City guy. And he was using the argument of one of their offensive linemen that they drafted is out right now, and he might not be ready for the start of the season. And he was saying, I don't know how to feel about them early in the year without this starting left tackle. It's going to be tough for Mahomes. And then Parkins brings up, like, wait a minute, didn't you say we couldn't use that as an argument for Herbert when his tackles were out? And it was such a great in-the-face moment of, oh, that's right, sometimes excuses are okay.
Well, I'm sure he was ready with a response on it, but yeah, it's a
great
counter.
Well, now he pivoted to basically arguing career accomplishments, which is like, that was not the, nobody's saying Herbert's better than Patrick Mahomes. We're just saying it's hard to win when your offensive line sucks. Yes, agree on that. Okay, yeah. Ready, break. The Chiefs are fascinating this year. That's the beauty of the NFL, man. Something's going to surprise us. Somebody's going to come out of nowhere. To that original point, like Seattle, New England would have been out of sight, out of mind as a Super Bowl matchup this time last year. And there we were in February, and that was our game. Before we get to the poll questions, I will go ahead and open up the floor just for a moment.
Okay.
We already have one. Does anybody else want to jump in springing the line picks tonight?
Not tonight.
Last chance. Going, gone.
You're going to regret it.
Going, gone.
You're both going to regret tonight. It. Jump in with me.
Sorry, window is closed. I've been distracted in this segment.
What happened?
And I grabbed some audio.
Oh.
As it pertains to whether or not the SEC will actually do something tomorrow.
Oh.
The Honorable Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana has weighed in, and I felt this was worthy of your attention. Mm. Here was his thoughts on what the SEC is doing.
That's bone deep down to the marrow stupid. I've got rocks in my driveway that are smarter than that. They're not gonna throw LSU out of the SEC. Let me tell you something. I and a lot of other people in the United States Congress will be on them like a hobo on a ham sandwich.
What are we doing here, man? What are we doing here?
Thought you would appreciate that. Sprague, you have some backers believing. Nah, much do about nothing.
Don't we know that guy fakes his accent?
Is he a fake accent guy?
I don't know.
He's apparently a quote machine. That was from
our friends
at WAFB in Baton Rouge.
The Southerners have one-liners and phrasings that I've always been jealous of that I don't use in my day-to-day dialect.
Like a hobo on a
hobo
sandwich.
On a ham sandwich,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I think somebody found out that he lays it on extra thick.
He gets real deep and thick with it.
He goes
when
real
that microphone's
thick.
Right there.
I sound like I'm from Louisiana. Your neighborhood restaurant group brings you the fan poll questions on X every day, dinner tonight. One of their five locations, San Diego's Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laurelhurst Market Steakhouse. Here we go. Are you ready? Which preseason Super Bowl pick do you trust the least? Rams versus Ravens, Chargers versus Lions, or Cowboys versus Bills? Right now, Chargers versus Lions is winning. Is your water bottle too big if you need two hands to drink it? 80% of you say yes.
Well, I used one, by the way.
And would a 24-team college football playoff make you care less about college football? 64% of you say no. It would not. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That will do it for us on a Wednesday. The NFL is back tonight. What will it deliver? Probably a great game. I can't wait to talk about it tomorrow. The Big Pack Picks will be back. We'll get an Australia football game to talk about tomorrow. Get you more set for the full slate of the entire weekend. Enjoy Seahawks and Pats, not only on TV, but right here on The Fan. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The Firm, Harris Marang is next. Listen to 105.1 FM, The Fan.
You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. build something that matters. Visit MOUnionCareers.com and start building your future today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.